Greetings, one and all, friends and neighbors, family of faith, strangers, enemies, all are welcome. It's Pastor Bob, and we're beginning a new daily devotional series for Advent. This is going to be based on the little devotional written by John Pavlovitz called Lo, an Honest Advent Devotional. There are copies of this little book available at the church, out in the lobby, or you can order on Amazon. Lo by John Pavlovitz. It's not too much, and it'll come quickly, probably. So every day we'll be reading the devotional from this book, and I'll record it for you, and you can hear it as well as read it, or you can just hear it if you want every day. I'll also end with a few little reflection questions if you'd like to take notes during this time or journal or write down just thoughts or comments. That's always a good idea. Have a little notebook next to you for this little journey we're on together. We also will have every Monday at noon a little lunch bunch here at the church downstairs to talk about the devotions and Advent and life and Christmas. And wherever that discussion leads us, from 12 to 1, bring your own lunch. And on Thursdays at 12, we'll meet at Roselands, somewhere down there on the first floor, and gather together and do the same. Also, this Wednesday night is our Advent mini-retreat night from 6:30 to 7:30 in the Genesis room downstairs in the basement. And it'll just be a good time of quiet sharing and reading and singing. Amen. And some eating. All right. Well, there's a good 2-minute warm-up. I'm going to go ahead and start our devotional for today. Take a sip of the tea brew I've got for today. This is orange clove. See what it sounds like? Just right. Week 1, Sunday, the first Sunday of Advent. Devotion's called A Messy Nativity. A Messy Nativity. The scripture is from the Gospel of Luke, chapter 2, verses 6 and 7. Here are those words. While they were there, the time came for the baby to be born, and she gave birth to her firstborn, a son. John Pavlovitz writes today, I still remember witnessing my wife giving birth to our first child, Noah. The weight of the previous 9 months had seemed agonizingly slow. But during those final minutes in the hospital, everything accelerated to a velocity approaching light speed. After warnings that his arrival was imminent, I'd been quickly ushered into a closet-sized space adjacent to the delivery room and instructed to don a white outfit that seemed part hazmat suit, part late Elvis stage jumpsuit, sans the bedazzling. Just as I was finishing fastening myself in, I was led to my wife's side, where I essentially became a passionate, well-meaning, though incidental, spectator. Up until that point, I thought I'd prepared myself. I'd attended all the classes along with her, had countless lengthy conversations about what to expect, and read all the requisite books to feel properly equipped for what I was about to witness. I had no idea. The sounds and scents and sights were the kind of disorienting sensory overload that transcends words. I stayed upright, but barely. We tend to sanitize the birth story of Jesus, fashioning it into a pristine, shimmering nativity scene adorned with gold accents and residing comfortably on a hallway table or atop a fireplace mantel. It all becomes so benign and serene that we forget the visceral reality of the moment, that it was as loud and chaotic and messy as childbirth is. Jesus was pushed through Mary's birth canal and into a strange world. To miss this fact is to cheapen the event by trying to soften it into something neat and orderly, when in truth, as with all births, there was surely mess and chaos in the moment. We do this with our spiritual journeys too, wanting them to be comfortable and clean, desiring something attractive that we can easily accessorize our lives with. But that isn't reality, is it? Life comes with the collateral damage of living, with failed plans and relational collapse, with internal struggle and existential crises. And we carry these things with us into this season. The good news is, we don't need to discard our messiness to step into this season. And we couldn't, even if we wanted to. So bring every bit of your flawed self and all your chaotic circumstances to this day. Welcome the mess. And now a few questions to reflect on. You can meditate on this silently or write down responses or however it moves you to respond. First discussion point. One of the greatest pressures we face every day, but especially during this time of the year, is to pretend that we're perfect and that everything is wonderful. Why do we feel compelled to hide the uncomfortable parts of our life, even from people we're in community with? Second, when you look at the world, define the mess you see. What is at the root of this conflict and animosity? And what is the remedy? And third, one of the quote-unquote low postures of life is when we grieve. What is a source of grief or loss you are carrying into this season? And how is it changing your experience of it? And leaving you with a word for meditation today. That word is mess.